Welcome to episode 99 of the Edi Podcast. Not going to do any news about this or that. I want to get right to it. I'm talking with a friend of mine who's dealt with some paranormal stuff and knows some paranormal stuff going on here and there. I want you guys to welcome Tika. Say hello, girl.
Hey.
What's up? All right. So she's going to tell us about some stuff she knows about a certain house, a certain somewhere. And I'm going to let you take it from here. Go on. Start your story.
Okay. So it's all about this house in Nyack. They actually have a story that they had a tribute to this actual story. It's called The Ghost of Nyack. It's about a house. It's a haunted Victorian house off of the water on One Levita Place. It's at the dead end on the Hudson River. And apparently, this house was built in the 1960s. Mm. So this is a town with only like 7,000 residents. It's a tiny village up in Rockland County. And apparently, like, strange sightings and happenings has been going on in this home. I mean, there's people that have been like moving in and out and can't stay in the home for as long as a month.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
There's like sightings of like, you know, dishes breaking, doors slamming shut, banging on the walls. There's sighting of a woman that they claimed had hung herself years ago walking around.
Oh, well, at least she's walking, not dangling.
Right, exactly. So it's like they've been trying to sell this house, and for some reason, every resident that comes by buys the home. It's a very beautiful Victorian house. I mean, it has so many rooms to it, and it's so nice on the outside, but it's just that they can't keep residents in there. Nobody can stay.
Yeah, I mean, from the picture you showed me, it's what they referred to as a painted lady. It's like when they take a nice house and they paint her like a bright color. Yeah, it's a beautiful house, right. But apparently she's ugly on the inside.
Right. And it's been heard that there's also people with children that have moved in the home, and they had sat there and it scared the little poor little kids. The kid would wake the kids up at night. Kids couldn't sleep, you know, just disrupt the whole house. It's like, and I heard there's more than just one spirit walking around. There's another old man that committed suicide in that home as well. So
also,
there's a lot of angry spirits going on around there.
It's like a nice house, but it's got some demons and stuff and some evil stuff going on inside. Damn.
Right. And there's one couple who lived in the home for more than 20 years.
Oh,
and they
really?
Reportedly seen a ghost in the house. Uh-huh. And that the ghost would awaken them up every morning by shaking the bed.
Well, as long as he morning. Does it at the right time when you got to get up and not too early.
But apparently, I mean, they said it was like a little shake. It was like a, you know, like an earthquake kind of shake. So it kind of scared them out of their sleep. But this would happen every morning. Like, it's like the ghost is telling them to get up out the bed. Like, it was like a long, their own personal Ghostbuster, you know, ghost type of, you know, alarm clock going off. Like,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, I know someone else who says that their bed shakes a little bit, but not like an alarm. Like, this is different. Like, on cue every morning, huh? Damn.
Right. And there's also a famous couple who sat there and bought the house. This is a different couple now. Bought the house, came across a couple of hauntings, and they backed out of their contract. And they had to go to court over it because the real estate refused to refund their deposit. So they had a ruling called the Ghostbusters ruling, which if your house is haunted and you're not told, you know, you win it in court. Like, you win the case.
Yes, because I know there's like a rule like that about if somebody died in the house, they're supposed to let you know. Now, this continues it. If somebody died and is still there. Damn, that is
fun. Wow.
Because, yeah, I've heard of other cases where, I know there's a famous case, and I can't remember the name offhand, yeah, where the court actually recognize that the house was haunted.
Right. And it's and they have the law, and it's in New York State as well. And this is really deep. Like, I you know, I didn't even know that this was real enough that they would have a law like that, you know? Because, you know, you hear about it on TV, you see the movie Ghostbusters. You yeah. wouldn't think that they would come out with a law like that. But, wow, that's very powerful stuff right there.
Not only is it powerful, what it also tells you is the person's lawyer must have been a really damn good lawyer.
Exactly.
We better get their name.
We're talking about ghosts here. You know, we're talking about ghosts here. We're not talking about a human being actually walking the earth. We're talking yeah. about spirit here.
Yeah, it's you like know? It's like how was he? This lawyer must have been able to prove something really damn good in court for the court to be like, okay, we believe you.
Yeah, it's like they hired two, from what I hear, paranormal activity people
investigators
to come in the home. Yeah, investigators to come in the home and do readings and everything like that, just to make sure the house was like really haunted. You know, so, I mean, I guess you have to have that proof as well. I don't see them coming into court and say, hey, I have a ghost. Anybody could say that to win some money, you know.
Yeah, so this lawyer, they were smart enough to get somebody to come in and get some kind of proof. Even if they can't prove it's 100% a ghost, if they can at least prove to the court that something ain't right in this house.
Right, right.
Now what? But now this house. What's your connection? You grew up near this house or something? Is that what it was?
What happened was my daughter, actually my mom, is up there, and my mom showed me like that house, and there's a famous playhouse that they used to do plays in. That's haunted. She has her own experience in that she can really tell you on. It's called the Atrium. That's in another part of Rockland County. Damn. So there, she was telling me that around there. There are a lot of homes that was like owned by slave masters that had slaves in it that still haunted. There's haunted houses that people actually killed themselves in and still walking around. That place has like a lot of history, you know. So
now, what comes to mind? And let me ask you something of somebody that is not white. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You said some of these ghosts are slave ghosts, probably, right? So I wonder. Do these ghosts haunt anyone, or do you think they maybe are picky as to, I'm not going to haunt this black family, but God forbid a white family comes in here and I'm going to haunt the shit out of them?
Well, you know what? I believe they haunt anybody because there's some people that's very strong in the faith. And I've heard of something called exorcisms and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So like, I guess if they can feed on your energy, they will. I don't believe that. It's only a certain person they pick. You know what I mean? If they want you, they're going to get you. Like, it's like, that's how I feel. Like, it's no apparent thing where somebody wins the lotto and they're like, oh, I'm going to haunt you next. You know? It's like, you know, they're there. And I'd rather get a happy spirit than get an evil spirit or someone who's just unhappy. Because I've heard so many horror stories where people have gotten attacked by spirits. So in this particular home on La Vida Place, this woman and this man attack people. So
that's
what you call a evil mad spirit, you know?
So people are getting...
That's not a mad spirit.
So it's beyond just the bed shaking. There's people being, I guess, what, pushed and scratched and stuff too?
Yeah, pushed, shoved. They've gotten their glasses broken out the cabinets, like their plates, their cups. It's like a thrashing. Like, they want you to know they're here. Like, you know... So it's like, okay, the awakening is but kind of being rude too, because you're asleep and you have a spirit shaking your bed really violently. Like, you know, they're trying to wake you up. Like, you know.
See, it's funny because the house, like you said, it's an old style looking house.
Right.
And I know there was one case where there was a couple that was haunting a house because in their mind, even though they're dead to them, it's my house. I don't want you here. But then there's other situations where ghosts will haunt the house even though they're dead. And then whoever moves in, the ghost will be like, listen, if you leave the house the way I left it, we good. You start knocking down walls and changing shit, then I'm going to start shit.
Yes, exactly. And that's how I feel when you're talking about, for instance, everybody knows Macy's Roosevelt Field. That's a very famous landmark. There's spirits walking around there right now. I've had employees and I know people who been working with people where they say their spirits roaming inside of Macy's at Roosevelt Field. So at the end of the day, I believe that, you know, and you got to believe too that these people have lost their lives on there because it used to be an airfield. Yeah. So if you think about it, there's a lot going on, just like the raceway. That used to be a racetrack, you know, where our store is at Bed Bath & Beyond. There's history there. So anywhere that's history, of course, you're going to have something going on, like, you know, that strong paranormal activity going on.
Yeah, and especially after it's changed so much, like, it makes you wonder, like you said, where Bed Bath & Beyond is, used to be the raceway. Makes you wonder, is the ghost like, the fuck is this store?
Right.
I was in the stable last I remember. Now there's towels and bathroom stuff over here.
Right, exactly. So you can't tell me that when we go upstairs in the stock room that it's nothing going on there. It's like very awesome. It's very cold. It's just like you just have a feeling like your hair in the back of your neck is standing up, you know. So it just definitely feel that something is definitely there, you know.
And that ghost is probably still confused. It's like, what the hell is this place?
Right.
The ghost,
right.
For all we know, the ghost could be just as scared as we are when you walk into the room.
Right, right. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like Long Island in general, and New York State in general, even when you go upstate, it's like a lot of history where you have spirits walking around and things happen tragically to these people and they're still walking around what they call, like, I guess, purgatory, where they're like trapped in between, you know?
And it's funny you said upstate and everything, because even on Long Island, like I remember we were talking once before and I mentioned the George Washington Manor, where George Washington came, would stay. Mm-hmm. Supposedly some people seen a ghost there, but there's not much story. But then you were telling me somewhere, a mother place that has something like that.
Right. There's an old church that's right there on, I think it's on Fulton. And he used to come down from like they say, Mount Vernon. He used to come down from there. And just come here to Hempstead, you know, Hempstead, New York, and he would go to church here. So, like I said, you had him, Dr. Martin Luther King. You had a lot of people. It's historical places that they went, you know, and visited. But they claim that they see, you know, George Washington's spirit in the graveyard there, because there's still old headstones, you know, from the grave still in there.
Yeah, that I know the area you're talking about. It looks almost like a park. And it's just like a handful. It's like if somebody just sprinkled a couple of graves here and there.
Yes, yes, yes. And believe it or not, I've heard that there's slaves buried in there also.
Really? That I didn't know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, because I know I've got some books with haunted places, and you even said you've got places that have lists of places. And we've been talking about maybe doing a little something, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, I mentioned, I reached out to Teresa, and she said she would totally be down to going with me and you and maybe doing an investigation here and there.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds perfect.
So I think that would really work. Yeah. The three of us, and we got a psychic. So she is psychic. So that really helps there.
Right. So that would be perfect. That would be like a trio right there. You know, well, we have different jobs to do and we can really get down to the real question, what's going on, you know, like, you know, answer some questions, you know, have some questions answered, you know, maybe feel a little bit of spirits around, like, you know, get the feel of it.
Yeah, the best part is it's a podcast, so we don't really do video. We can do video if you want it, but because we're doing podcasts, we could literally go in and just record ourselves talking at this haunted place. And if we're lucky, maybe we'll actually get EVPs coming through.
Well, that's really cool, because at the same time is that I was thinking also, when we get up to that point, we can also go to La Vida place, because I spoke to the real estate lady up there and she said she'd be gladly to let us in and look around. So, you know, the house is practically empty right now. It's still empty.
So that would be great. You got a connection to the real estate?
Yes, I do.
Girl, let's just buy this house. Let's buy it. And we're like, you can spend the night in a haunted house. Give me $500 for the night.
Oh, yeah. If you was to look on in this house, because I looked on pictures on the internet about this Victorian house, it has so many rooms. It's like built like a maze, basically. So once you get inside, you can practically get lost in there, you know. So it's that big. It's that huge. It has 13 rooms. It's very huge.
Damn, and I can see it's a beautiful house, and it's right, like you said, right on the water. It literally looks like something that you can imagine in a horror movie, like a family happily moving in.
yes. I mean, because I even went and walked up to the house, and I got this eerie feeling. It's only like 3 blocks away from my mom's house, so it's like a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
So basically, when you even walk down the block, it's all the way down, and it's at a dead end. And at night, it's like really creepy because you see like shadows in the window. So it's like really, you get a feel like, oh my goodness, they're still here. Like,
and this is a house that's currently empty right now. So you shouldn't be seeing anybody inside.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And well, yeah, we should definitely take a trip up there. And even like you said there's a couple other spots. So we can make maybe... we should plan this out and make a weekend out of it and hit a couple of spots.
Oh, yes. There's so many historical places and houses in Rockland County. And like I said, with the atrium, which was an old playhouse, which had burnt down. And people had died inside that atrium. So now they have the spirits walking around in there as well. And now, there's a lot of people who still do plays at this atrium. I've been there. Uh-huh. And you get that feel backstage, you do feel something, like something's there, like a coldness. So it's like, wow, it's like the energy is so strong, you know.
Now, what I always find interesting whenever they're haunting a theater is, think about this, is the ghost haunting as itself, or did it die and now it's haunting thinking it's still doing a play and now it's haunting this place as a character?
That is true.
Or even... there's a play going on, does a ghost get confused thinking, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? Like not realizing that this is a play happening.
That is true, though. But I've also heard that there's also been like, it got burnt down one time.
Yeah.
I also heard that there was a hanging, in there. I mean, yes, it's like I said, there's a lot of violent activity surrounding these spirits. So there's just, like I said, a lot been going on in these certain locations and spots. They even got a grave site, which by the Palisades Mall is that they got, they have slaves built that's buried in there. So there's, really? Like I said, there's like a lot of history and a lot of places that I can be like a tour guide and show everybody the history, you know, up in Nyack. It's very interesting.
It's interesting on the level of paranormal. It's also interesting on just the level of history, because you talk about how you've got these slaves, and we're talking up north. We're already in New York to begin with, and we're talking about going up north. This is an area that, as far as people think, it was the north and all the slaves were free. Not always. So this is history that a lot of people probably
not
forgot.
Always. Nope.
Yeah, nope. This is definitely something we need
to
do.
Yep, there's so much. And I think by like sharing it with the world and sharing it with people who have no knowledge of it will be really spectacular, you know?
Yeah. It definitely get the word out there, because it's entertaining, but it's educational at the same time too. And it's bringing light to something that probably a lot of people have forgotten about.
Right. Exactly. And it'll bring people with information and come to terms of reality back in those days. Like, you know, when I come across this type of history, I'm in awe because I'm just like, wow, who sees actual headstones of slaves and, walking into a house that's like haunted, where someone used to be, where they were like, tragically, murdered or just was like, died in a tragic way, in the death or something like that. And you can still feel their spirit. It's like, wow, that's like really deep, you know?
What I also get there that I noticed that you say, and that probably a lot of people don't even think about, it's the fact that you're saying slave headstones. Because I think about how many slaves really probably died that never even got a headstone or even like an actual proper burial. And these slaves up here actually have headstones.
Headstones, yes. It's not like it's marked in a grave site with just stones or pebbles or rocks like they used to do.
Yeah.
It has actual names on there. So it's very surprising.
Which even makes me wonder, how much of a connection did these slaves have to their owners? You know what I mean? Was there an actual emotional connection? Like, were they kind of like part of the family that, you know, when after they died, they gave them a gravestone? There's so many questions that come up into my head as I think about that. Not even paranormal, just the whole history about it.
Right, exactly. So, like I said, that would be an interesting thing to just document and put out there.
Oh, definitely. I definitely think, because you said Hempstead, that's not too far right from where we are. So I think we could definitely go there and see, be like, yo, George Washington, you here? Anybody over here?
Exactly. I mean, the church is only open for, like, I think 1 or 2 days. But it's a very old church. When you look at it, you can tell that it's centuries old. And, like, when you look at the headstones, like, in the cemetery, it's like, wow. Like, you know, if you look at that, it's like the writing is almost off the headstones and stuff. And,
yeah, it's like worn off.
Broken in half. Yes. So it's like, yeah. Yeah, it has that, like, haunted feel, you know?
Oh my God. And you, like you say, you've got a couple of other places, not just up north, even around here. I think this year, we're going to be doing some investigations here and there, aren't we?
Yeah. And that sounds superb. And even if you could get just 1 or 2 people or even a group, that would be awesome too. You know, that'd be really awesome. And hopefully we'll be able to also move from, you know, voice recordings to actual video. So that would be awesome too, to really show what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, and even if we don't do video, there's always photos.
Oh, yes. We can do that too. Yep. We can also do that too. Yep.
Although, as long as we don't, like, appear in the photo like we had a party. What's up? Look at me in the Grange.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because I was just watching an episode. I forgot what show it was, where some guy took a picture near a grave and two faces appear near him and they look pissed off.
Oh, wow.
Mind you, early in the episode, he peed on one of the graves.
Oh, yeah, that would piss anybody off.
Yeah, be like, are you for real? I'm trying to sleep here eternally, and you're just going to come up and piss all willy-nilly on me?
They're talking about pure disrespect.
Yeah, I'm like, you lucky that ain't like a spooky ghost hand come up and grab him by the crotch.
Exactly my point. Yep.
So, episode 99 with Tika here, talking about some stuff up in the Nyack area, a house. And your mom, you say your mom does some acting, so we can get into that playhouse maybe?
Oh, yes, you can get, yep, we can go right in that playhouse and just do what we got to do to, you know, further investigate.
Oh, so we got 2 spots. She got a hookup for Tika here got the hookup for the haunted playhouse, the haunted house. Girl, we're not going to walk up there. People are going to be coming up to you and be like, hello, Mayor Tika.
You know what? One thing about Nyack, when you get to be like, when they say you're a socialite, you're a socialite. So, you know, once you get connections and start meeting people, then you're in the door for anything. So, like, at the end of the day, I mean, my mom is like super popular up there. And then knowing that she's like,
yeah,
you know, actor, you know, part-time. So, you know, that'll definitely work.
Girl, you got some doors open for us to go into and find some spooky stuff.
Oh, yes. Y'all going to be in for a real treat, too.
Oh, this is going to be fun. And, I mean, we're not doing this right away, so we're going to spread this out. We have a whole year to work with this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is going to definitely be interesting. Now, you said you've been to the theater, so you felt it. You've been to the haunted house, so you felt it. Any other spots that you could think of that's up there that you think we should probably hit up too?
I could probably do some more research, but I know it's so much. When you walk through town, you do have a feel, like I said, because that is a very old town. And the houses there are like really old because they're humongous. They're by the water. There were a few there that were way before they built the whole town. So, I'm sure there's a lot more stories that we can tell.
Not just that. If we're rolling around town with a psychic, she might just be able to go, hold on, stop. this spot right here. We'll be like, it's not on our list. And she'll be like, it's on mine now.
Right, exactly. And like I said, there's a lot of famous people up there. So like, you know, the author that wrote the movie, remember the movie Misery? Yeah, he lives up there too. There's just a lot. Rosie's up there. Justin Bieber's up there. So it's not only, you know, it's celebrity sightings too up there. So.
Oh, okay. We'll be like, look, it's a ghost. No, that's a celebrity. He should be a ghost. Justin Bieber exactly. should be a ghost now. Surprised exactly. he's not.
You got Alec Baldwin up there. Remember him from Beetlejuice? You got him up there. Yeah. Running into him at the public library every now and then. So.
Oh, he reads?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He reads.
Now, I wonder if there's a library ghost.
Oh, that library is really old, too. So, like I said, there's so many different areas I can take y'all around and landmarks. There's just a lot to really talk about, you know, and write about.
This is definitely something we're going to look into. Are you excited?
Oh, yes. Very.
Are you scared, though?
I think everybody's scared of the paranormal, but you know, it's the world of the unknown, really. So, I mean, you're just a little nervous, but it's more intriguing. You want to know, you know, it's like.
Yeah. As long as you go prepared and with respect, not walking in there, you know, all disrespectful and everything, you shouldn't have a problem.
Right.
Unless the ghost is just straight up evil. And then we just screwed in general.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Yeah, thank you.
I think this is probably going to be the first of many times we'll be hearing Tika's voice on the podcast. Anything else you want to add before we finish up?
Just to say that I'm very, you know, happy that I'm here to share my story with all of you today, and hopefully there'll be many more in the future.
All right. Thank you. Remember, everyone, stay scared, stay spooky, but keep listening. Because the truth is somewhere. The truth is somewhere.